The other day we discussed the halachos related to Elul, some minhagim, halachos related to Elul, and so we'll transition to talking about slichos, and as we talk about slichos, also some discussions about the proper shliach tzibur. Again, this is based primarily on the psakim of Rav Hershel Schechter and Rav Mordechai Willig, with some other footnotes from other yeshiva at the Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. And some of the text is adapted, the text itself is adapted from Svarim like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, etc. So, in terms of Slichos, B'yom HaRishon B'Shavua Shekodam Rosh Hashanah V'Elach B'Shkimim L'Slichos. For Ashkenazim, Svaradim already started Slichos. From Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, we begin to wake up early for Slichos. Imcha Rosh Hashanah b'yom sheni b'yom shlishi maschilim b'yom harishon b'shavua hakodemus. So if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Monday or Tuesday, so we start a whole week before. This year Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos, so also a week before. Ukshemashkim in tzrichin litol yedehem. So when one wakes up for slichos, you wash your hands, ulevarcha on atiyas yedaim virkas haTorah, make a bracha on atiyas yedaim virkas haTorah, and of course you say ashiyatzer and alkan shama. Ve'achar slichos yitol yadav shenis below bracha. And after slichos, before shacharis begins, you wash your hands again without a bracha. Birkas haTorah, obviously, because there are psukim involved in slichos, obviously you have to say birkas haTorah before slichos. Sheikh tzibur she'omer slichos yisatev batalis b'tzuyeses mitzuyetses kodem shemaskil ashrei. So sheikh tzibur wears a talis. Lefish yisafek im yivarech bracha al talis shelok shelosha belayla alo yivarech. So in the scenario that's being posed here, so slichos is taking place before the zman of talis and tefillin in the morning, or at chatzos in the night. So therefore, there's an uncertainty as to whether or not one can make a bracha on a talis at night. So therefore, al kein lo yitol at shalo v'gam lo talis akal el yishal lo talis me'acher. You should borrow a friend's talis and not make a bracha on it, as opposed to your own talis that you make a bracha on. And the talis of the tzibur you'd make a bracha on, so borrow a talis from somebody else and don't make a bracha. Of course, if it's already one who's saying slichos later in the morning, when it's light outside, so then you would make a bracha on your own. If there's not a talis present, so you can still say slichos and the yud gimel midos. The emphasis on talis here has to do with the fact that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that when Hashem taught Moshe the yud gimel midos, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was ki'ilu wearing a talis. He was wearing a talis over his head. There's an extra hakpada when it comes to slichos that the shliach tzibur should be wearing a talis and should have itzuf harosh. He should have a talis over his head, the way Hashem had his talis over his head, kaviyachol, when he taught Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos. Yeshbekomus nogin shebispal slichos bispal gam shachris and mincha v'gam ma'ariv shelefana. Some places where whoever davens slichos in the morning will also daven ma'ariv the night before and also shachris and mincha that day. V'kodem la'avel l'mol u'yartzeg. He has precedence over a mourner or a moel or someone as yartzeg. So it's good to stand during slichos, and for one for whom it's difficult, so you should stand for Kel Melech Yoshev and the Shlosh Esrei Midos. So stand for those parts, but for the piyutim, so technically speaking, one could sit for them. So when it comes to choosing a shliach tzibur for slichos yamin noraim, ishagun v'gadol b'torah l'maisim tovim. So it should be somebody who's very knowledgeable in Torah, somebody who's has good actions and is known to be ethical, to be proper, kifi masha efshar limtso, to whatever extent one can find. V'gam shiya ben shloshim shana she'az kfar nach retichas adam shel bach ruso v'nichna libo. The qualifications for being a shliach tzibur in general are mentioned in the Gemara in Tainis, so this actually, I think, comes in the context of a fast, ironically, but they get applied in general. So Gemara in Tainis talks about somebody who has to work for a living and has a family to daven for, somebody who has a youth that's becoming, somebody who has a good voice, somebody who's knowledgeable in Tanakh and in all the brachos, has good pronunciation, etc. So with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so an additional idea that's added is that the person in theory should be 30 years old, because at that point they're not as brazen and as passionate as they are, when they're in their late teens and their 20s and think they know everything and have figured out the whole world. So somebody who's a little bit older has a little bit more humility and has a little bit more of a sense of mortality also, perhaps. So here they have a note from Rav Yaakov Neuberger, one of the Rosh Yeshiva, that quotes in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that the role of a Shliach Tzibur during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different than the role of the Shliach Tzibur during the rest of the year. During the rest of the year, the job of Shliach Tzibur is primarily nowadays to sort of set the pace, but also to, in theory, be motzi, to fulfill the obligation for anybody who doesn't know how to daven. So Shliach Tzibur, when he says Chazar Sashatz, would have in mind to fulfill the obligation for anybody who doesn't know how to daven, which again is not relevant today since we have a Sidurim, generally speaking. But that's the role of Shliach Tzibur during the year. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, though, so the Shliach Tzibur is not just doing those roles, although those as well, but he's also, as an individual, coming and representing the community before God, asking for Hashem to grant forgiveness and to have mercy. So therefore, the person who's coming before is doing so sort of, on the one hand, they're representing the Tzibur. On the other hand, they're still coming as an individual, pleading on behalf. So you want the person who's going to advocate on our behalf, we want that person to be somebody who has a certain level of Yirat Shamayim. So, he writes here, I'll read this inside. V'ra'ui imkein l'kol marit tzedek lazar l'shatz l'havin sh'tavkidahu l'or l'vavos tzibur. Job of Shliach Tzibur, especially in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, slichos, is to arouse the hearts of the community, v'gam mispal avura mitok sklu yosav, to daven on their behalf from their merits. L'hachin l'atzbo perush ha'tfilos, he should make sure he understands the tfilos when he's davening, so he can infuse the davening with the proper emotion. L'har behiri tshuva, should be involved in the tshuva process. L'yos batuach shekolel kol echad v'echad shel tzibur b'tfilosav, should include everybody in the community in his davening. L'shei makir b'tzaro saklai, should also have a sense of the general sorrows, the difficulties that beset of various individuals in the community and the community at large. So a person should be sensitive in that regard. So they also mention here, the Shliach Tzibur for Yamim Noraim should be somebody who's married, has children to daven on their behalf. Likewise, when it comes to choosing a Baal Tokea, and somebody's going to be Makri, so it should be somebody, of course, someone has to know the halachas, but also somebody who's not just good at blowing the horn, but also somebody who has the Yir Shamayim that's appropriate for this. Mihu, with all that said, Kol Yisrael Ksherim, all Jewish men are acceptable to be shlichei tzibur into blow shofar. Rak shehei merutza l'kahal. The most important component, this is true all year round, most important component of being a shlich tzibur, and this is true, again, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not, Yartzeit or not, Avel or not, the most important qualification for being a shlich tzibur is that you should be merutza l'kahal, that they should be desirable to the community and acceptable to the community. Somebody who the community is not going to appreciate their davening, or not going to be able to do it in the way that's befitting that particular community. So that's going to be difficult. And at the same time, if there's going to be any sort of a controversy over who gets to be Shliach Tzibur, so it's always better to be the one who backs down, even if somebody who's less qualified will do it. So in this vein, also Rav Willig notes that that the most important, all these different qualities I mentioned from the Gemara, but also from here, you have a number of different qualities. So what do you emphasize in terms of what's most preferable? So he says that somebody who has a Yirat Shamayim, someone who has fear of heaven, somebody who understands the Nusach HaTfilah and is able to pronounce the words, those are the most important things. And likewise, he says that we're not so makpeh nowadays that the Sheikh Tzibur has to be over 30. And likewise, I don't think we're so makpeh nowadays in terms of the marital status as well. If somebody's a good Baal Tefillah, they have Yirat Shamayim, and they can daven with a proper nusach and saying the words properly, so that should be sufficient. Hey, Avel Kol Shnimasar Chodesh Echad Aviv Imo Lo Yishlich Tzibur Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim V'lo Tokeh Rosh Hashanah. So somebody who is mourning for their parent within they're within the 12 months, so they shouldn't be Shlich Tzibur for Hashanah Yom Kippur, just like any other Shabbos or Yom Tov. Likewise, they shouldn't be the Baal Tokeh up. Eli Me'in Echad Hagun Kamohu, unless he's the best person to do it. Correct. On Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, during Elul, not a problem. But Rosh Hashanah, ideally should not be an Ava. Unless he's the only person that can do it. If it's the only person that can do it, then I'm a church. So let's say you're with a Shloshim for, let's say, a sibling, Rechman al-Tzan. So at that point, it's already very close to Yemen Norayim. Maybe to find somebody else to train is going to be more difficult. So if it was already determined that he's going to be the Baal Tefillah or the Baal Tokeah, Mutzer, he's allowed to. Kevan Shereh Shoshana, in addition to the fact that there's not a lot of time, Kevan Shereh Shoshana v'Yom Kippurim and Vatlin Gzeir Shloshim. Technically speaking, a Yantif cancels out Shloshim. So therefore, somebody who was in Shloshim before Rosh Hashanah, technically on Rosh Hashanah, they're not in Shloshim, so they're allowed to, they're not a novel anymore. Avayim lo hichzik v'yesh acher hagu kamo yesh lahachmir. But if it wasn't determined beforehand, then there's somebody else who would be appropriate, so better not to have somebody right at the end of the Shloshim be Shliach Tzibur. V'kol yimei eslichos afil be'erev Rosh Hashanah muter l'chol avel yos Shliach Tzibur ach lo b'toch Sheva. So somebody who's mourning, whether they're in Shloshim or they're 12 months, so they can be a Shliach Tzibur for Slichos. We prefer not to have somebody who's in Shiva be the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos. And they note in the footnote here, and this is what I understood to be general practice, is that if you have a Baal Tefillah who's the regular person from year to year, so even if in theory could train someone else, Rav Willig says that that person can continue in their role. And likewise, Rav Willig himself was a Sheikh Tzibur when he was in Avelos for his father and his mother during Yamim Noraim. Stop here.